Groups alleging human rights abuses against minorities in China are calling for a full-blown boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics. Uyghurs, Tibetans, residents of Hong Kong, others, they want a boycott. Games begin February 4th. If you go into the corner office, the suit already has it circled. There's nothing like watching the opening ceremony. What a great history you have. It began in 1949. What? What about the other years? No?
You're a hater.
I'm just telling you how they do things there. Okay. Hey, you got to have one real person on the station. I mean, come on.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, they got problems, okay? I mean, seriously, they got problems over there. They got lots of money, but, I mean, they have problems. Now, do I think they should boycott? No, I do not. I always go back to the story of 1980. I've told this story. I'll just quickly do a Cliff Notes version of it. Two friends of mine were Olympians in 1980. Char Moret, now Char Moret Curtis. She was on the U.S. Olympic field hockey team 1980, gets the word while working out, and was devastated. I think it was Joe DeAnge, who was the defensive end of the football team, told her. She was devastated. So she hung in there. She became an assistant at Old Dominion. And in 1984... she hangs in enough where she's back on the Olympic team in 84 in Los Angeles, and they beat Australia to win the bronze medal, the only medal the United States has ever won in field hockey, and Char won a bronze. She was able to hang in for 4 years and still play at a high level. Greg Fredericks, who lives here in Bowlesburg, finished second on the U.S. Olympic team in the 10,000 meters. But for Greg Fredericks in his life, that was his peak moment. Like, athletically, he had peaked. There's no way he's going to make the 1984 Olympic team. No way. And he ended up with nothing. Now, to Greg's credit, you talked to Greg about it, which I've talked to him a few times about it. His attitude about it's incredible. But when President Carter boycotted the Summer Olympics in Moscow, you know who he hurt? You heard Greg Fredericks. You heard Char. I don't think he hurt Leonid Brezhnev. Oh, he may have made him mad, may have ticked him off. But in reality, you know, it was Greg Fredericks' one shot. Didn't happen. Char was fortunate she got a second shot. I mean, so you take these life experiences of people you know, and now you put it into this equation here. And you have athletes being put in the middle of something. Now, I don't mind at all. The Uyghurs should be telling the world, we have a gigantic problem here as to how we're treated. Oh, and by the way, when you see the windmills, who do you think makes a lot of the propeller blades in the windmills? Care to guess, Matt?
Them.
Uyghurs. Oh. Just think about it next time you see a wind farm. All right? But to put the athletes in the middle of this. Michaela Schifrin, two-time Olympic gold medalist, said, here's the dilemma. He said, you certainly don't want to be put in the position of having to choose between human rights like morality versus being able to do your job. And that's what they're doing. They're sticking athletes in that part. She just wants to ski. It's okay. Hey, let the politicians work it out. This is on the IOC. Oh, who's going to be damaged if I'm not going to go? I'm going to make my point. Who gets damaged by that? Oh, the athlete does. I don't blame them. Now, if you're a sponsor, okay. Now, you have a decision to make as to whether you want to put your money into it. I think that is where you hurt more than anything else.